President. The report of the monitoring mission shows the litany of abuses and violations facing civilians in Russian-occupied territories of Ukraine. It's critical for those responsible to be brought to account. Not only does Russia seek to control the territories it has seized from Ukraine, but as we see after 10 years of occupation in Crimea and areas in Donetsk and Luhansk regions in the east of Ukraine, blueprints for Russia's designs on other areas, it seeks to reshape their demography by suppressing Ukrainian, Crimean Tatar, and other identities through restrictions on education, religion, media, representative institutions, judicial systems. Indoctrination of children in violation of the right to education is an example among many abusive Russian practices being brought upon civilian populations for this purpose. Another example, as shown by Amnesty International's research, is the treatment of teachers, which amounts to forced labor. Russian authorities have subjected the Ukrainian teachers in areas it controls to emotional blackmail, major threats, house searches, physical violence to force them to work in schools and teach Russian curriculums against their will. They face a stark choice: leave everything behind and flee, or become part of an education system that seeks to indoctrinate children. In just one example, Alexander, a 44-year-old head teacher and geography teacher, tried to refuse. He was abducted and beaten by armed men for refusing to resume work. The treatment of teachers provides strong evidence of violations of international humanitarian law, of unlawful coercion, and violation of human rights of people who remain. Russia must end immediately all violations of international humanitarian law and international human rights law in all Ukrainian territories it occupies. We ask the monitoring mission.
Merci.